The 2024 NFL Draft heads to Detroit, and it's time to see who gets the job.
Caleb is a unique and special talent throwing the football.
And what sets them apart.
The Heisman Trophy winner is Jaden Daniels.
All of the greats were hired here.
What a throw by Mahomes.
See who gets the job.
Are you ready?
The 2024 NFL Draft begins Thursday, April 25th on ESPN, ABC, and NFL Network.
Pardon the interruption, but I'm Mike Wilbon. Sorry I missed Thursday and Friday, Tony. I was on assignment.
I'm Tony Kornheiser. The assignment, Grand Marshal of Justin Fields' Welcome Parade.
Yeah, you knew about that newsreel from D.C., huh?
You're happy about that, aren't you? You're happy you got him. You think that's a good pick,
yes.
Don't you?
Yes, I'm relieved. I'm grateful. I'm not planning the Super Bowl parade through Streeterville and over to the lake just yet. But I'm, Yes, this is a massive improvement in my mood, if nothing else.
Yeah, we're gonna get to it later in the show, boys and girls. Don't worry about it. Welcome to PTI. In today's episode, Aaron Rodgers is still salty. Man U fans aren't having it. And Wilbon might share one or two more thoughts on Justin Fields. But we begin today with LeBron James's one-word opinion of the NBA's play-in tournament involving the 7th, 8th, 9th, and 10th place finishers in each conference. After exiting last night's Lakers loss early with a recurrence of his sore ankle, LeBron said the play-in was garbage. Only he didn't say garbage. He used a snappier four-letter word to describe the play-in, saying, and I quote, "Whoever thought of this bleep should be fired," unquote. Now, I don't know if Adam Silver thought of it, but he has endorsed it. Wilbon, is LeBron right, or is he just mad because the Lakers are sliding towards it?
Yeah, probably closer to the latter. I understand LeBron's frustration. I mean, here is the signature player in the sport, the face of the league. And in a year, Tony, which is very difficult for any team to navigate with COVID protocols and all the things going on, this is tough to ask for more games in fewer days. I think I understand that frustration, but I'm going to very respectfully disagree with LeBron. I mean, Tony, for one thing, I just looked at the standings. You got out of the 30 NBA teams, 24 or 25 of them are still playing hard to get into the play-in games that LeBron doesn't like. And they're not tanking, because usually we can find up to, 12 to 15 teams tanking. What this does, Tony, is it has people, it leads them to play harder. The Pelicans, they're on tonight. They're playing to get in this thing. Golden State, they're playing to get in this thing. The Bulls are not very good. They're playing to get in this thing. So I'm going to disagree with LeBron on that. It's good for the league. There's money involved, Tony. Hundreds of millions of dollars between the television partners and the league that's been paid out and needs to be justified. And you have to have more games. It's a 72-game season. They're playing fewer games anyway. And it's exciting. Single game elimination, possibly. LeBron doesn't want to be in it. Schroeder's hurting. The Lakers are in some jeopardy. That's the deal.
Yeah, so I don't think that LeBron has ever been concerned before about who was finishing 7th or 8th or 9th or 10th, because he was always finishing 1st or 2nd. So I think probably a teammate said to him, "Hey, LeBron, you ought to check this thing out. What might happen to us?" And LeBron said, "What? What? This might happen to us?" Now, he's not the only big star who has said something. Luka Doncic, a couple of weeks ago, I remember this. Luka Doncic said, I thought if you finished 7th, you finished 8th, you were in the playoffs. But Luka Doncic doesn't have the rings or the stature that LeBron has. To your point, and I will just say this, I love this thing, okay? I love the fact that for the first time in a long time, a lot of NBA teams have to play hard in the last 2 weeks of
every
the season.
Every night.
The wild card in baseball. I love the NFL playoffs. I love March Madness because it's actual urgency. Because if you lose once, you go home. And I think fans are going to love this. You know, and what LeBron says, I'm just waiting now, Mike, for Adam Silver to send an emissary to LeBron and say, could you shut up just for a little while? Because the rest of us like this.
Tony, how about this? How much excitement, urgency are there going to be, both of those things, if LeBron and the Lakers, the defending champs, are playing a play-in single elimination situation?
Yes.
Are you kidding me?
Yes.
And so I know, and Tony, here's what the problem, though. Look, that ankle, LeBron came out there and played because he's trying to get himself back. Nobody
he's
knows
not playing tonight.
The human body
his
like
dead.
He is.
He's not playing tonight.
He's not playing tonight, Tony. And Schroeder's out for protocol for 2 weeks. Mac, 10 days, 2 weeks. The Lakers, Tony, are going to finish up in the play-in. They're going to be in one of those games. They're going to almost certain to be in the 7th or 8th, probably 7th. Wow. Wow. I understand why LeBron don't want to do that, but the rest of us are looking in with a little anticipation. The weekend did not cool the tension between Aaron Rodgers and the Packers. Charles Robinson of Yahoo reports Rodgers may not return to the team as long as it's headed by current GM Brian Gutekunst, and that the ball is in the team president's hands, Mark Murphy. Meanwhile, head coach Matt LaFleur says he can't fathom Rodgers not playing for the Cheeseheads. Tony, can you?
Yeah, I can fathom it, but I've been on this bus for a lot of months now. I've been telling you for a long time that Aaron Rodgers could walk away. Look, he's not your average good to very good NFL quarterback. He has NBA stature. He's a larger person than almost everybody
good
in
analogy.
The league.
Great
and
analogy.
If he wants to be vindictive, if he wants to be mean, he can do that right here. If he wants to say, get rid of the GM or I don't play, you know, you might want to get rid of the GM. Is it, last time I looked, is the GM calling signals and throwing passes? Because he isn't. Now, if you're the GM and Aaron Rodgers says it's him or me, you might say, I'm trading him because I want this job. Ultimately, Mike, it has to land on Mark Murphy's desk. It has to. Has to.
It does. It does, Tony. But let me go back for a second. There's a lot of blame, if you want to play blame or credit, to spread around here. I mean, first of all, if I'm the Packers, they know what they did. They know what they did after 16 years of Brett Favre. They got Aaron Rodgers, and they replaced him, and Favre had to go somewhere else. He went several someplaces else. And the Packers look weak to me. If you drafted a guy you wanted, you know you're going to have to replace Aaron Rodgers. He can't play forever, even if he goes to 43 like the Golden Boy, and not everybody can go to 43. You say, you know what? We drafted our guy. You did it. Own it and say Aaron Rodgers will trade you. And if San Francisco really offered all that stuff to the Packers that we heard on the weekend of picks and players and all kinds, then take it. Then man up and take it. I get tired of the whining in all professional sports. If the Packers drafted this guy, Jordan Love, then put his butt out there and tell Rodgers it's been nice. You got us one, go. And if I'm Aaron Rodgers, I say I've got this stature. You have done so little to help me over the years in the draft. And yes, defensive players do help Aaron Rodgers and the team win. They do. It doesn't have to all be wide receivers or running backs. But if you're Aaron Rodgers and you perceive that the Packers have just sort of lollygagged through your time there, then force their hand and go. Don't be passive aggressive.
So let's
come right out and say, I'm out of here. Get a deal done.
I think we would all like to hear Aaron Rodgers say something like that. At the moment, it is great theater. It is very possible that Aaron Rodgers just wants to embarrass them the way he feels they have embarrassed him, and then he'll come back and play. Russell Wilson has been more public than Aaron Rodgers about wanting to leave because his agent went out there and leaked a list of four teams that he would play for, but he was not traded. He's still in Seattle. So I don't know how it is ultimately going to work, but Aaron Rodgers can make this happen if he truly wants to make this happen. Aaron Rodgers can orchestrate this. He can. The fans, and by the way, one other thing, the last 10 first-round draft picks, 9 guys on defense, Mike, and Jordan Love. That doesn't help Aaron Rodgers. The fans of Manchester
United.
It does,
Tony, just indirectly. Indirectly.
Let me go backwards. The fans of Manchester United literally stormed their home field the other day, causing the postponement of a Premier League game against Liverpool. The fans are still livid that the American owners sought to form a Super League and that one of them, Joel Glazer, was named Super League vice chairman. Man U fans have expressed unhappiness ever since the Glazers bought the team in 2005. Wilbon, do you think fans can force out Manchester United's American owners?
Yeah. Yes, Tony. I mean, they behave like hooligans. You know, they behave like hooligans. And they're working for some guys, you know, and I don't mean the Glazer family, a couple of which members, Brian, that I know. I'm talking about the global ownership and sort of the American faction of this. Which, you know, I mean, some of those families, some of those owners can behave like gangsters, if you will. And so it's just interesting that people are going to talk about a standoff. This is much more serious than Aaron Rodgers and the Packers. This is national, Tony. This is something that covers, you know, more than 100 years like the NFL does. And so, and this is their national pastime. And so, yeah, I'm kind of thinking they can force it. And they're not going to be the only ones trying to force it if the others see that the Manchester faction, the hooligans, have had any kind of success.
So I don't want to sit here and pontificate about something I don't really understand. And I don't really understand this. It really is foreign to me. The relationship between the people in the towns and the teams in the towns and the fans and how they interact and the ownership, basically, not the ownership of the Glazers, the ownership of the community and, yeah, and the teams, yes, is something that is not American. I don't get it. In America, we want things bigger and better. When I heard about the Super League, my first reaction was, sure, that's great. Something big, more championships. We have the Super Bowl. We like anything with super in it. Can they do it, Mike? They got to come up with $4 billion. I think the only person in England with $4 billion is the Queen. We just do it differently, Mike. We get rid of owners for bad behavior, like Marge Schott and Donald Sterling. If you just didn't like the owner, Daniel Snyder would not be the owner of the Washington football team. But in America, if you don't like it, you root for something else, some other sport. We don't have anything like soccer. We don't have this. We don't have
it. Let me clean up something you said that I know you either don't mean or you better be joking about, is if there are a lack of billionaires in Europe.
Oh,
there
I'm
are
sure.
people
well,
lined
I just thought it'd
up
be a funny
around
line.
The corner on any day.
I thought it'd be funny.
If you're making fun, that's fine. Let's not leave the viewer with the perception that you think, oh, poor European rich men. They got plenty of people to buy soccer teams, like we have plenty of people calling the commissioner every day in every sport to say, hey, is that team for sale? Because I'd like to buy it. They got plenty of potential owners
just
in Europe.
The queen or the person who wrote all the Harry Potter books, J.K. Rowling, maybe her. Let's take a break. Coming up, we will finally get Michael Wilbon's official reaction to the Bears drafting Justin Fields. Will he give credit to his boy, Ryan Pace?
Just saw my reaction. The Dodgers aren't looking so mighty lately. Where is everybody that was saying the season was over when they were 13-2? What's up?
I thought you liked the Glazers. I thought you boys were the Glazers.
I do, but I'm not living over there following their team.
Right.
PTI fans, listen up. Have you heard you can listen to episodes of this very show ad-free on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership? That's right. All your favorite PTI episodes can be heard on Amazon Music ad-free. But that's not all. You can listen to other top podcasts like The Low Post and First Take ad-free as well. They also have your favorite shows like The Daily, Part of My Take, and Up First, all without ads. You know what this means? Uninterrupted listening, so no more cliffhangers. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts, so we know they definitely have something for you. And it's already included in your Prime membership. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app for free or go to Amazon.com/PTI. That's Amazon.com/PTI to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network.
It's mail time. Will you force us to deal with your issues? Let me see what's first.
Mail time? They don't have any issues.
Does everyone need to slow their roll on how great the Dodgers are?
Yeah. You know what I hate about sports media now, and I've been a part of it for 40 years, how stupid we've become as an industry and a group. They go 12-2 or 13-2, and people say, well, let's just shut down the season and go to the playoffs. Are you people paying attention? It's 162 games. Pitching can be fragile. Health is fragile. We are still in COVID times. There are all kinds of things, predictable and unpredictable, which can slow a team down and give it two or three or five slumps over 162 games. Slow your roll. Watch the games. Shut up.
I would say that they're 4-10 in their last 14, and they still have the second-best record in the National League. Only the Brewers and the Giants, by a half game, have a better record. I'm one of those people, Mike, that thinks they are the best team. I look at their lineup and think it is the best lineup when Cody Bellinger gets back. But, yeah, we're not even a fifth of the way through this thing yet.
We're nowhere.
So you don't make any... You don't make any pronouncements at the moment. It's a little nuts.
They're going to set the record for wins in a season. Watch the games.
Will Michael Wilbon give credit to Ryan Pace and Matt Nagy for the Bears draft?
Let's be on the record right now. Enormous credit, standing ovation for Ryan Pace and Matt Nagy and what they did. Not just the Justin Fields pick, but the linemen plural afterwards and all the other positions they addressed. I like when people address needs. Justin Fields, Tony, this came out of nowhere for most of us, even though we knew, and I was in Chicago during this draft, that there was massive pressure on them to get it right or get out, okay? They got it right, at least the drafting. We don't know whether they're going to get it right for a while. The only team with a more horrible quarterback history than the Chicago Bears are the Ohio State Buckeyes. But I am glad we have Justin Fields. All kudos to them, at least unless it doesn't work. And then
how many games,
again.
How many games until he's the starter? How many games
six.
In your
Week
mind?
Week six is my over-under. Week six is my over-under.
So
what about
does
you?
Andy Dalton feel like he's double-crossed? By
yes.
this draft pick,
I think he won't say that publicly.
How
they
many
called
games,
him to reassure him.
How many games do they have to win for Pace and Nagy to keep their jobs?
You know, I'd like to think 10, but it's probably somewhere between 8 and 9. It's probably 8.5.
And will you and Waddle and Dent, will you march on Soldier Field and occupy it until they fire these people? Will you do that?
No.
We're tired of your issues.
No, don't put that
Let's
on
take
Dent
one
and
last
Waddle.
Break.
That's me. Don't put that on
Why don't
on
you
Dent.
Do it like Man U? Just occupy the place.
No,
still
we're not
come.
Doing that either.
I will give the people what they want, my breakdown of Saturday's fabulous Kentucky Derby.
He's stealing Jalen and Jacoby's stuff. Give the people what they want. How should Michael Vick feel about his 40 time as a 40-year-old?
He's probably feel good because he's fast still, you know.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the upcoming draft, the playoff intensity, and finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sports book bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Happy time, people. Happy 44th birthday, Tyronn Lue. After an NBA playing career, mostly as a reserve guard for 7 different teams over 11 seasons, Lue went into coaching and had immediate success. Lue was on the Cleveland bench when LeBron got rid of David Blatt, and Lue took over with LeBron's approval. Lue won the title in 2016, got to the finals in 2017 and 2018 with LeBron. LeBron left for LA, and Lue was fired 6 games into 2019. He landed softly on Doc Rivers' bench with the Clippers, and when Doc was fired, Steve Ballmer turned to Lue. The Clippers are now in 4th place in the West. Wilbon, do you like their chances?
Tony, I don't know about their chances. The West is so crazy, so packed. Let me say this on behalf of Tyronn Lue. When he got that job, he was never afraid to disagree with LeBron, to take him on in practice or film study or wherever he needed to do to coach that team. That I'm certain of, and the people around that team are certain of it too. Ty Lue is a coach, and he stands independently.
Happy anniversary, Damian Lillard. Around this day 7 years ago, with Portland trailing Houston by 2 points and just 0.9 seconds to play, Lillard drilled a three to bounce the Rockets out of the playoffs. Lillard's shot was the first buzzer beater to win a playoff series since John Stockton, also knocked out Houston in 1997. In a statistic that might be labeled the antithesis of Paul George, since 2013, Lillard leads the NBA with the most game-tying or go-ahead baskets in the final 20 seconds, following Mr. Hulu, or Russell Westbrook, and DeMar DeRozan. Wilbon, I know you love this guy.
I do love him, Tony. And part of it's the performance and what he's able to do. We had a little montage of clips there. He's a hell of a player. He's tough. He's smart. I like who he is as a person, as we've seen during the pandemic and through social justice issues. Yes, I love Dame Lillard. Love him.
Happy Trails Essential Quality, the Kentucky Derby favorite, ran fourth as 12-1 Medina Spirit went wire to wire and held off Mandaloon, Hot Rod Charlie, and Essential Quality in a thrilling Derby. The first four horses were separated by just a length and a half. It was the fourth Derby win for jockey John Velasquez and a record seventh for trainer Bob Baffert, who was as surprised as anyone. Baffert said, quote, "I kept waiting for all those horses to pass him." Baffert will now decide whether to run Medina Spirit in the Preakness. His previous six Derby winners all ran in the Preakness, and five of them won it. On a personal note, the great turf writer, Andy Beyer, who correctly predicted Medina Spirit would win on my podcast, was answering his phone on Saturday evening by saying, "King of the world!"
Like you, I have been to Kentucky. I've been there with Andy Beyer. And there's like few things like it, but he doesn't get all that many of those right. I'm just saying, but love Beyer regardless. We need, Tony, to acknowledge the passing of auto racing great Bobby Unser, who died today at 87. Bobby Unser won the Indianapolis 500 three times. He and his brother Al were considered the first family of IndyCar racing. They are to IndyCars what the Petties are to stock cars.
So the family has won it 9 times. Bobby won it 3 times. Al Sr. won it 4 times. Al Jr. won it 2 times.
It's domination.
I've been to the Indy, and almost all the guys who drive in the Indy are easy to talk to, and they are courageous. I mean, I think those drivers, NASCAR drivers,
they are courageous.
Amazingly courageous.
Yes.
Amazingly courageous. Have you ever seen the movie Ford versus Ferrari? It is terrific.
No, I should have. I didn't see it, though.
It's about the driving. It is. All right, let's go to the big finish.
Let's do
it. Kevin Love told the Post It Up podcast that it would be special for him to play for the Blazers. Your thoughts?
Yes, I mean, he's from there. I think that'd be a fitting way. A lot of people stand up and demand it. Kevin Love didn't seem to do that to me. I hope he winds up having that opportunity. And the Trailblazers should love it. The Pacers beat the Thunder by 57 Saturday. That's a big deal, right?
Well, you know, the Thunder is terrible at the moment. They're terrible. It sort of feels like they must have quit in this game. 57
biggest
is too many.
Biggest home court loss ever. That's a lot.
It's too many. Yeah. Luka got 2 texts last night. He's within 1 of a 1-game suspension. Is that significant?
Tony, immediately after, he vowed he will not get another one. Don't worry. I don't know. Michael Vick ran a 4.7240 at the age of 40. You're impressed, right?
Sure, but Brady runs an 8, and he's got 7 rings, and he's 43. Last one, Shohei Ohtani. Scratch from his start against Tyler Glasnow in the Rays tonight. Are you disappointed?
Yeah, Tony, but this is the reality of being a left-hand hitter, having that right elbow exposed out there like that. Hope he's all right.
Out of time. Trying to do better the next time. I'm Tony Kornheiser.
I'm Mike Wilbon. Same time tomorrow on Knucklehead.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Lectric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. 2 things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus. Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting lectricebikes.com. That's LECTRIC ebikes.com.